Sieksa auf Flux FM am Montagnachmittag. Die Band, die wir gerade hörten, kommt aus Tucson, Arizona und sie spielen heute Abend im Urban Spree. Und bereits jetzt haben es zwei aus der Band zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir quatschen über Genregrenzen, die bei Sieksa naturgemäß verschwimmen. Wir finden heraus, wie die gemeinsame Arbeit einiger Mitglieder bei How Gelb's Giant Sand die Band beeinflusste. Wir sprechen über Spiritualität und Musik, das Genre Shisha, die von Donald Trump geplante Mauer vielleicht in der direkten Nachbarschaft der Kapelle und vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich hello and welcome Gabriel and Brian. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing. Where are you coming from actually?
Oh, wherever we're sleeping.
From a hostel hotel.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's been a blur.
Yeah.
But you've made it on time. That's the main thing.
Yeah, we came a day early
to really?
Berlin. Yeah, we thought we'd have a little fun.
You'd had a day off yesterday and relaxed a little bit.
You could call it that.
Yeah, and the weather's so nice right now. It's amazing.
It drives Berlin people crazy, actually, because we're used to bad weather situations and it's... It's a schizophrenic city. People hate each other when it's bad weather, and all of a sudden they're like, oh man, I haven't seen you in so long. I love you, man. How have you been?
I can get down with that.
The schizophrenic part is like, when you get used to it, it's like a healthy part of city life.
Healthy schizo. It's a thing. It's an actual medical term.
Yeah, I think so too. You're going to play Urban Spree tonight. You visited Berlin with Sieksa last year, but the album wasn't out then yet, right?
It was out.
Cool.
Yeah, it came out in February last year. I think we were here in March or April.
But I think the official release date for Germany was like January 2017, but it was out in the US, obviously.
Perhaps. I'm not really sure. Yeah.
I mean, how important is that? But we've listened to the opening track of your record, and it's a good song to get into the world of Sieksa, I think, because it starts with the drum sound that reminds you of Bonham and Led Zeppelin, like the huge drum sounds, and you're expecting that huge rock arrangement to follow, and then all of a sudden it's like, woo, woo, you know, like that.
Our drummer will be happy to hear that.
No, it's really great. He's influenced by Led Zeppelin. One can really hear
he's
that.
He's a seasoned rock veteran himself.
He
played with Dylan and Alice Cooper, a whole bunch of big names.
Yeah, but I mean, the possibility of a surprise in the song and the genre boundaries that don't exist anymore, that's something that must be interesting for you as musicians as well, right? Because, I mean, you do surprise yourselves all over and over again with that music.
Yeah, I mean, it comes organically, though. Just I think it's about where we're from, and it just makes sense to us to do music this way. And it's all natural, nothing's contrived or forced. And yeah, it's breaking some new barriers, I guess.
And that's something that's kind of like based historically, right? Because I've read about the Sieksa or the Shisha thing as a genre, which was like part of a subgenre of cumbia music, right?
Yeah, it was chicha music.
Chicha, okay.
Yeah, from Peru in the 70s, a psychedelic form of cumbia that this band actually started. We were just covering those songs. And
when you were with Giant Sand?
Yeah, when we'd come home, we'd play. The band was called Chicha Dust back then, and that's kind of where we got the foundation of our sound for Sieksa.
Mm-hmm. And it really has something to do with the history of that genre, because the chicha genre was kind of like a crossover genre of the cumbia stuff, right?
Yeah, it was all about the farfisa organ and the wah pedals. Those all started coming up, and these classical guitar players were now playing on electric guitars and playing with wah pedals.
Yeah.
And so in the same regard, how we found our sound, I think the chicha sound was a very natural evolution as well.
Yeah. And then they threw away the pan flutes and replaced them with...
They didn't quite throw them away. They just... More selective.
Yeah. And that's enough for me, though. I mean, as long as they're not playing the major role in all the songs, I'm fine with the pan flute, man.
Yeah.
Now let's listen to one more song of yours. It's called Word Goes Away, and there's an interesting feature on there. It's by Iyad Musa Ben Abderrahmi. I don't know if I...
Better known as Saddam.
Yeah, and he's a part of a Tuareg band that you've met with Giant Sand, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How did you find out that he's the one to do another verse on that song?
That was with Giant Sand. We were playing a lot of festivals with Tenariwen, and got to know their tour manager, who turned out to be the manager for Saddam's band Imaran.
Mm-hmm.
That strangely felt like kind of lost brothers for us, in the sense that Tenariwen kind of birthed them, and it felt a little bit like Giant Sand had birthed the project that we were doing.
Okay.
And they came through Arizona, and we tracked them down and recorded in just an empty room for 15 minutes, I think.
What?
That was that, yeah.
Crazy. No, talented guy.
Modern technology.
Couldn't communicate. He barely speaks a little French. We barely speak a little bit of French.
No Arabic. No Arabic speaking person.
No.
In Sikha.
No Tomaszek. No,
Tomaszek is their language, which is even more bizarre.
Yeah. But I really love the fact that there's another language coming up, you know, and it's...
We speak the desert language.
Yeah.
The Saharan and, I think it's Sonoran.
It's another sign for the openness of the whole Sikha universe, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you about that right after the song a little bit more. Hier sind also nochmal Sikha mit World Goes Away mit dem großartigen, what's the short version of his name?
Saddam.
With the great Saddam on the vocals as well. Der hat eine eigene Tuareg-Band und die sind mit Giant Sand mal auf Tour gewesen. Und so kam es zu dieser Zusammenarbeit. Ein sehr interessanter Song. Sikha, geschrieben X-I-X-A für die Leute, die es noch nicht mitbekommen haben, mit World Goes Away. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus Tucson, Arizona im Urban Spree. Vorher quatschen wir noch ein bisschen über die Spiritualität in der Musik und auch diese Zugänglichkeit. Ich weiß nicht, wie es euch geht. Ich habe Teile der Musik zum ersten Mal gehört von Sikha und war sofort drinne. Und das, finde ich, ist eine sehr interessante Kombination, dieses Spirituelle und dieses Zugängliche. Und da will ich nochmal kurz mit der Band drüber sprechen. Just told listeners that I feel that there's a spiritual character or spiritual quality to your music. And there's a certain accessibility. And that's, when I was listening to it for the first time, I was like wondering about that, because there are those surprises in the sound and something's happening that you didn't expect. And at the same time, it's totally accessible. You listen to it for the first time, and I bet there's people listening to your songs on your shows for the first time, and they'll be like, yes, I'm right in the middle of that song and I'm feeling it and I kind of know how to move to it. Why is that? Where's that special combination coming from?
Well, the genre that we pretty much were based off of, Chicha, is probably the most accessible music you'll ever hear. It's just so, like we were talking about the pan flutes earlier, and just that Peruvian sense of melody in the pan flutes making its way into electric guitars and electric instruments. And obviously the rhythm is so accessible because it's dancey, and we just throw in a bunch of weird stuff here and there because that's what we naturally do. And when you mix it together, it's hopefully still interesting yet very accessible for any listener in any walk of life.
No, and I think this is a special combination, because normally music is either accessible or full of surprises, you know what I'm saying? And you'd combine those two extremes that
everyone comes from such wild sonic backgrounds too. It's definitely like metal influences and arena rock influences, and
I've heard that parts of the band haven't even listened to classic rock at all in their youths. And
that's true.
On the other extreme, there's people who haven't listened to Latin American music at all.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's nice though.
Yeah.
It comes together.
Yeah, it really does, and it's a little miracle actually. Because
it could not work Sikha very easily.
Yeah, it could have led to, what the fuck are you trying to tell me about? What kind of style should that be? I don't want to play that style.
The name of our next record, Sikha, the little miracle.
The little miracle, or Sikha, what the fuck?
We'll see what the recording process will be like. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Or it's a double album.
Yeah.
One for the good vibes, one for the bad vibes. Speaking about vibes, there's a certain cinematic quality to your music as well. You feel as if you were in the middle of the desert sometimes, and you can, all these mystic creatures that are happening in the Latin American storytelling as well. They if you've heard of them, they appear in the back of your head. So is that something that interests you, to score the next Tarantino Rodriguez double feature maybe? Or is it something that you are you more keen on putting your own film into each listener's head?
Do you have connections with Tarantino?
Yeah, do you have his phone number?
I think
Rodriguez.
It's like around six corners. Or so. Yeah. What's the rule? So we all have connections. Yeah. With Tarantino. Right.
I think Rodriguez actually does his own music in his films.
Yeah, that's true.
I've already tried to look for that phone number.
Yeah, it's
too many Rodriguezes in L.A. Yeah. In the phone book.
Pretty sure he's in Austin. How do I know that?
I don't know. Let's not talk about it. Yeah. Is it something that you would want to do? Or because, I mean, doing a score is like a compromise between you and the director. Maybe that's not interesting for you as well.
We've scored a few small things, and it's always been a blast. But I feel like when we write the songs, especially in the mixing and producing process, it's a very aesthetic approach that we take in a very... visual world rather than attempting to exactly capture sounds. It's more trying to present an image and a emotion piece.
That's interesting.
And then, you know, that carries to our live show too. So people who come to the show tonight will see that. Yeah. It's a visual aesthetic as well. That's connected with the music. We take pride in the way we present our show on stage, you know, with lighting and what we dress, you know, there's no coincidence anywhere with
super,
any of it.
I think it's a super important part of the band, right? I think Martin Diaz is an artist and friend of yours.
Daniel Martin Diaz, yes.
Yeah, he worked with you on that, and with the artwork, and even with the way you look on stage, right? Black hats.
Everything's kind of
spooky.
Yeah, there's no coincidence.
He's the seventh member of Sikhsa for sure.
He's like George Martin.
Right. Nice. No.
He's like a goth George Martin.
Tonight you'll see the Goth Beatles playing at Urban Spree in Berlin.
Right. Totally accessible.
And yet surprising.
Yes.
Now, you brought your acoustic guitars with you guys, and I would want you to play us a little song.
Yeah.
You know, which song are you going to present?
We're going to attempt Vampiro.
Vampiro.
Which Daniel Martin Diaz did a music video for that recently.
Okay, why? Is it online already?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, check it out.
Right.
Shall we?
It's the world debut of us trying to play this acoustically, by the way.
Until you're sick. The bad, the blood, the red. You wear a cross around your neck. The bad, the blood, the red. The process starts until the end. The bad, the blood, the red. The poison now inside your head. Wake up, Danny. And now you're dead. The bad, the blood, the red. You wear a cross around your neck. The bad, the blood, the red. The process starts until the end. The bad, the blood, the red. A gentle scream inside your head. Wake up, Danny, wake up. Thank you.
For Sixa. That was beautiful, man. And you switched from the falsetto to the real deep voice, it's impressive, man.
Thanks, man.
Impressive shit that I've seen and heard. Right here on Flux FM. Und wer heute Abend zu Sixa gehen möchte, der kann jetzt Tickets gewinnen. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000-9000. Meine Kollegin Julia wird für euch am Telefon sitzen und euch auf eine Liste schreiben. Berlin 2000-9000. Sixa heute Abend im Urban Spree mit voller Besetzung. So I want to thank you for visiting. One last question maybe. How far are you with new material? Because I mean, from the USA point of view, your album has been out for more than a year. Are you working on new stuff already?
We're going to get right started once we get back. And we'll be back here in Europe next year with a new album for sure.
Cool. And you know who to visit right now.
Yes, of course. Right.
We'll be here waiting for you guys.
Great.
Okay.
Keep the sun around.
We will. Thank you for visiting. And I wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you.
Here's song from the band that you're a part of when they're touring live as well. Here's Giant Sand with Texting Feist. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adios.